Blackstone Audio presents The Lighthouse Land by Adrian McKinty. For my nephews and nieces, Oliver, Patrick, Erin, Lara, Samuel, Molly and Sam. And for my children, Arwin and Sophie. Gaurav Mahagwith. The other was also the lighthouse, for nothing was simply one thing. The other lighthouse was true too. Virginia Woolf to the Lighthouse, 1927. Chapter 1. The Letter. It's 7 a.m. in Harlem, and the letter is waiting near the bottom of the mailman's sack. You're in bed asleep, and outside is the darkness, the cold, a shroud of ice covering the city from river to river. You don't know that this is the morning on which your life will change. Through the window is the uncoiled arm of the Milky Way and the moon, the color of Narcissus. Duct tape has stopped the snow from falling on your head, and the airline blankets form a barrier against the frozen air. The new day is coming, but it's not quite here yet. Just a clear navigator's sky and a red tongue of light in the east, beyond the Triborough Bridge and Long Island, and the Atlantic Ocean. In Central Park, the weather station reports a temperature of -5, and the news says the subways and the buses are running slow. Because of the cold and the delays, the mail carrier arrives late at the Manhattanville post office in Harlem. He's called Freddy, a nice guy, but even on the best of days, not the fastest person in the world.